Hola, howdy, hello.
So, greetings folks, this is Sarana Narayanamurthy and welcome to the Mind Business. Today, I am here to show you something that improved my life drastically in the past 4 months, and I am also going to tell you why you should be following this thing. And that is changing your habits. Yes. Over this period of time, the last 4 years, I have been trying to change a lot of things about my life and to end up being a better version of myself, the one that I really wanted to be. Like everyone, I do have a lot of demons that needs to be handled, and especially the ones that come in along with my habits. Things like eating a lot of junk food, things that actually correspond towards making your life not so a better version of yourself and thereby creating a lot of chaos within you. So I did have a few set of bad habits that I actually wanted to change. I wouldn't say it is typically bad, but something that I felt did not add up to my productivity. So people used to say, do not try to change too many things at once. You might become chaotic or you might feel your life is in a havoc. And so I just kept it at stake for a longer time. I did not do many modifications. It was just one or two changes, but when you do one or two changes, the issue is you don't see any drastic difference that's happening. You don't see a change that's coming out. And so you don't really feel like it adds value to your life. And that has been happening with me for so long. And at one point, I was super frustrated. And it was then that I actually realized, you know what? I am not satisfied with this one thing, but I do need a lot of things that needs changes with my life. Things like the time I wake up, the kind of food I eat, the kind of things I do on a daily basis, the content I see on my Instagram, the kind of habits that actually take me through the whole day, and a lot of other things like that. So when I put it on a notepad as to how many things is there in my everyday that actually needs changes, I realized it's a lot. It's a lot. It's more than, if I have to put it in numericals, it's around 12 to 15 of my habits that I really wanted to change. And that is when I realized, you know what? If I continue being this way, this is taking me nowhere, be it in the next 1 year, 5 years, or even in the next 10 year span. So this is the right time that I need to change it. And at that time, when I saw people telling me, you know what, you can't change all of it at once. You just need to do 1% improvement every day. I said, 1% improvement? Okay, that is really a good one. But when I do 1% improvement, the time that is actually needed for me to be who I really wanted to be, it would be like minimum 3 years forward. And I don't want to waste that much time. Or in other words, I can't afford to spend 3 years not being a better version of myself. And that is when it struck me. At the night, when you see the sky, you can see there's not just one star. There are too many stars in it, and all of them come together to give you a cohesive view. The one view that you love to watch. And don't you think it's exactly the same with life? You are one person with too many things inside you that come together to make who you are. But also at the same time, there's another thing about the sky that really taught me how I should be doing it. Not every star shines exactly the same way. Not every star needs to shine at its brightest. The reason why you get the best view is not because every star shines brighter, but because some are bright, some are not bright. And when the brightness and the dimness come together, you get a really cohesive and a wonderful image. And that's when it struck me. You know what? It's the same with your life too. You can't follow every habit every single day with precision. Some days you can have your top 5 and some days the other 5. But what you really need to do is do not let them go away from you. Hold on to all your stars together. Make every habit each star of your sky. And every day hold on to your star. Sometimes stronger, sometimes lighter. Sometimes closer, sometimes far away. So I figured out that this is exactly what I'm going to do. And I put down all the 15 habits in a notepad. So some included eating clean food. Some included writing every single day. And some included things like eradicating what I watch. I mean, the ones that are unproductive. So when I have buckets of goals like this, every day I go forward. Some days I say, okay, today I'm not going to have any sugar. And the other days I say, okay, I am not going to add more junk to myself. And the next day I say, I'm not going to watch series or dramas that actually drains your energy, but rather watch the one that inspires. And the next day I say, I'm going to write something. Maybe a poem, sometimes a prose, sometimes a story, sometimes just a blog. And the more I move closer towards it, I actually embraced it more. So now I can say that I don't eat sugars or I don't add artificial sugars to my everyday diet. Definitely no. Maybe it's like once a month or once a week, which is kind of okay. And almost every day, I eat my greens. And the way I eat is actually going good. It's like clean eating has now been a lifestyle. And same way when it comes to writing, almost every day I create a piece of content which translates into a poem or a book or in terms of a professional content. And it also goes on to leading a better life. Wherein once when I eat right, when I see right, when I do the things that I really love, I see myself transformed in a majestic way, the way I actually want it to be. I would not say I am the best version of myself, or I am ideally in the version that I wanted myself to be. I'm still in progress and I am still making my way in. But what I would just say is, do not stick to what someone else gives you as a rule. You always have the liberty to change the rules the way you want it. You just want to make it flexible. And the one rule that right now I have of myself is, do not miss out things with a streak. Like if I'm missing out on workout today, I'll just ensure I don't miss out on it tomorrow. That's it. I don't want to keep a streak on things I missed out. So if I missed out today, that's totally okay. We are all humans and we do have a lot of things going out with us, right? So, the bottom line or the thing that I wanted to tell you is, if you dream of everything, you can have everything. No one can say you can have only one profession or only one this or that. So, go out fearlessly and get what you want. So, until you get it, let me meet you in the next podcast. Signing off for now, Saranya Narayanamurthy.